Welcome back in everyone to a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are continuing coverage of an amazing event happening here in New York, which we spoke with previously that you've heard. And of course, that event is Places in 10. It's happening September 27th and 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the ART New York South Oxford Street Theater. And you can get your tickets and more information by visiting the Instagram of the group putting it on, which is Script Club NYC. Joining us this time, we've got some wonderful artists speaking with us, starting with the writer Jan Aguios, who's here to talk to us about his work, Heart in a Blender and The Box. We also have the artists, the performers, Kelly Williams and Hazel Nuts, here to talk to us about their show, A Test of Taste. We are so excited to be bringing you these two works, three works, actually. So let's not waste any more time. Let's go ahead and welcome on our crew. Everybody, welcome into Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I am so excited that you're all here tonight. And I'm excited to dive more into these shows, especially A Test of Taste and The Box, which we haven't talked about yet. But first, I want to start off with Jan Aguios. You are not only the writer of two shows, you're also the marketing coordinator for this event. So can you tell us a little bit about this event, remind our listeners about what this is and how it all came together?
Yes, it's a showcase of 5 10-minute plays that were originally written by members of Script Club NYC. Script Club NYC is a collective of writers and actors and directors who meet every Wednesday night in South Slope. And Places in 10 is a culmination of something we've done since the spring. So in the springtime, we've called for submissions for 10-minute plays. We had 3 readings in March, April, and May, and then we submitted. There were 10 submissions after those readings in the late spring, and then in June we announced the handful of plays that were selected.
Fantastic. Now, I want to turn to the two works you've written, because we spoke with Jackie, who is part of the show, Heart in a Blender. And so I'd like to hear from you about that, as well as The Box. Can you tell us about those two pieces that you've written?
Sure. The Heart in a Blender is a tragicomedy meet cute. In the springtime, I was just trying to think of meet cute ideas and also, fish out of water fish out of water ideas. So I thought of Heart in a Blender because I was listening to Las Culturistas, and the guest went to college with the two hosts, and she was talking about one of the hosts playing a spoon who was going through a divorce in college while they were in college. And while I was listening to that podcast, I was also having a smoothie with a banana in it. So I was like, why not? I mean, that could be a meet cute, a blender and a banana.
That was brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. And right? What about The Box?
The Box is the very first play I've ever written, because I'm a screenwriter, so I do have experience with writing feature film scripts. I've tried a pilot or two, but I wasn't that experienced with plays. But I, from attending meetings with Script Club NYC, I came to learn about the format of plays and how to do all that, and it was based on short film idea that I've had for a long time, for maybe a decade, except I gender swapped and I added in a third person and I made it more of a love triangle situation to add in more tension. And I wasn't sure how people were going to take it, but at the readings, which were very useful, people said I did a good job. So yeah, which was a surprise because I've never done this sort of thing before, but it was also a relief.
That is wonderful. Wonderful. I want to bring our two other guests in, Kelly and Hazelnuts. And Kelly, I'm going to start with you and have you tell us a bit about your show, A Test of Taste. What is that about?
Great. I'm so excited to be here. So, A Test of Taste is it's about a panel of people from all different walks of life who it's their job to taste test food products. In this particular moment in time, it's mostly chips. And it was actually our playwright Kendra actually met Hazelnut doing that real job. And Hazelnut is playing a version of herself in this play. So true slice of life in like a very just interesting thing that I think a lot of people can relate to, and that a job can sort of introduce you to people that you might not meet in any other circumstance.
Yes, that's so true. So true. 'Cause if I didn't meet Kendra at this job, I would have never like got the opportunity to do this. So you're right about that. Yeah.
That is amazing. Amazing. So Hazelnuts, I want to build on that because you mentioned, it's that chance meeting with Kendra that got you into the show. Can you elaborate a little bit more about your experience in coming upon the work?
Well, when she actually sat there and told me about it, she pitched it to me like she had an idea about doing something. And I was supportive of the idea. I was like, yeah, write a play. So she came back the next time the panel and she was like, I'm thinking about writing a play about panel. And I was like, oh, that's dope. And she was like, oh, I'm gonna ask certain people at the job if I can write them into the, storyline. And I was like, okay, cool. So she was like, I'll write you into it. So I was like, okay, well, I don't mind you using the name because I'm giving you permission for that. So I never thought she was actually going to write it under the job that like I do, because at the panel, what we're doing as the play is like what I actually do. Like, so what Corey does is what I actually do. Like, I'll be handing out the samples, giving out the code to do panel testing, having them test snacks, giving me each like what each flavor has. So a test of taste is based off of a true thing, even though it's supposed to be fiction, because again, she wrote about the job and me, and I'm part of the job. And at the job, they call me Hazelnut too. So it was just really weird, but it was kind of like cool at the same time, because I never get these opportunities as an adult entertainer.
That is amazing. I love it. Jen, coming back to you, I'm curious to know, particularly with the show The Box, what has it been like developing this and getting it ready for these performances?
It's been, it's been sort of a very new thing for me. It's like it's a brand new world for me. Never worked on, I don't have any experience with theater. And so
So do I. I don't have no experience either. I don't know nothing about theater.
So Emily White was the director, and she has directed Passover parodies for Skirt Club NYC, but her background is mainly as a dramaturge. So even though she's new at directing, she's started this year. She has experience as a dramaturge. She has experience as an actor, and it's been fun to go on that journey with her, as well as the three actors who are performing: Sammy Binder, Caleb Alexander, Andrew Burke. Sean Kelleher is the swing. We also have Priya Karko. I might be mi misstating her name, but Priya is the stage manager. And we also have an intimacy coordinator, Amanda Almodovar, because we have a kiss in the stage. So we thought it would only be right for, there to be an intimacy coordinator. So it's been a really fun new venture for me. Yeah, it's I can't really compare it to other things, to other theater experiences, but I feel like a kid who's like discovering a new playground, or a new amusement park. It's really cool. It's really fun.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I love that. Kelly, I want to ask you that same question. What has it been like developing this piece?
First of all, I want to shout out director Emily because I was in the Passover parodies, so I've worked with her as a director as well. She's amazing. I'm sure she's doing amazing work on The Box as well. And I also worked with Sammy and Andrew, who are acting in the box in the Passover parodies. So a lot of script club community building here. It's been really interesting working on this because I feel like there are some things I have in common with my character, but kind of most of my character arc is sort of like openly antagonizing another
Yeah.
panelist, which is not really something I have in common with her. So coming out of my comfort zone that way has been really interesting and fun. And yeah, I hope it comes across and people enjoy it in the show.
Yeah, because you definitely been doing your thing, Jackie. I love it. Hazelnuts, I would like to come to you for my next question, and I'm curious to know, is there a message or a thought you hope audiences take away from A Test of Taste?
What I hope they get from the test of taste that it's a work environment that's diverse, different walks of life, and this is like a daily thing. So I want people to understand there's some type of realisticness to it. So I just want them to have a more normal response, but a more like it's real response because that's really my job. So I hope they actually understand, like, even if it's fiction, this is really it. So I try to put myself on the clothing and market myself more because that's the same behaviors I would do at panel for my coworkers to like be fun with my coworkers. So I just want the fans and people to know like this is a genuine show. We're doing this because we want to do this, not because we're being forced, and I'm having fun and it's a real story behind it.
Yes, I love it. My final question for this first part, Jan, I'm going to kick off with you because it's a two-parter with you. The first part is, who are you hoping have access to your work, Heart in a Blender and The Box? And who are you hoping have access to Places in 10?
Well, with Heart in a Blender, I hope, people feel all kinds of emotions with it. It's a tragicomedy, so I hope people are sort of open-minded about what to expect from it. I don't have much experience with comedy. I usually write dramas, but I hope people enjoy it. I hope there are some laughs. In the open rehearsal that we had in the summer with Script Club NYC at the Roots Cafe, people did enjoy it. People did laugh. So yeah, I hope they have access to all the emotions. I want big emotions from everyone. With The Box, it's a relationship drama. That's what people can expect from that. I really want people to empathize with these characters. It has a lot to do with love, betrayal, death. I think people can really connect with those themes. What else do you need me to answer?
Who are you hoping have access to Places in 10 as a whole?
And as well, hopefully, the local community. I would love, members of the local community to see it. I want people to know that there's great independent theater happening in Brooklyn. That's, we're off Broadway, and I think that's what's great about the city, because yes, you can go to a big Broadway production where there's, big shiny object and, big name stars that are end up in Entertainment Tonight or something, but it's so cool to see local artists, local and rising artists such as the people on this Zoom, and it's so cool that we've become this collective and we've worked for this goal of connecting with our audience.
I love that. Kelly and Hazelnuts, I want to ask you that same question. Who are you two hoping have access to your work? And Hazelnuts, if I can kick that off with you, please.
Oh, you want me to answer that first? Well, I already promoted it on my adult sites, so I will hope my fans will actually take the time to see me with my clothes on. You want to actually, see how the person is in real life.
So I think for me, I want people of the local community. I want Brooklyn to support because, you know, I'm a Brooklyn native myself. I might not live out there, but I'm from Brooklyn. I might be Bronx, but I am from Brooklyn. I don't forget where I come from. So I would like that. But I also just want people to see that I can be a different person besides what people see and read about me.
I love that idea. Kelly, what about you? Who are you hoping to have access?
Yeah, I'm also hoping the local communities, but I also think I hope that maybe an artist that maybe is feeling a little discouraged at the moment, I hope they can come and see that, you know, Script Club is a community of people who I'm sure that all of us are doing like other jobs. We all have survival jobs and yeah. A lot of things, like we all have a lot of things going on. I mean, I'm sure we all can tell you how difficult it was to schedule a lot of this process.
Yes, yes.
Everyone has a lot of things going on. So I hope that people can see this and be hopeful that, you know, we can still make things happen and that they see us and want to join Script Club too, because we can always use more members.
And more people that want to step up and give something a new try. I think for me, I've been promoting having people do acting ever since I did it. So I'm for it. Like, this theater stuff is fun.
Second part of our interviews, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. Pull the curtain back, if you will. And I want to jump right on down to my favorite question to ask guests. And that, of course, is what is your favorite theater memory?
Well, sort of. This is when I was a kid, I watched the Christmas Spectacular in Radio City Music Hall. And I was this, you know, little gay kid who like who wanted as much razzle dazzle in my life, but I did not have that. Mm-hmm. But I got to see the Rockettes perform, and to me, the Rockettes were more of the star than like the you know, Santa Claus or the ballet dancers. They were great, but to me, the Rockettes stole the show, and I've been obsessed with them ever since.
Mm-hmm. I love that memory, and I'm entirely with you. Christmas doesn't start until you have the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and you see the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. Abso-freaking-lutely. That is wonderful.
Yeah, I'll go. I think similarly, my first Broadway show was Mary Poppins. Wow. So, and I loved the books. I loved the movie. So seeing her like fly over the stage was crazy. Like, I had never seen anything like that in real life at that point. I was maybe like 9. And shortly after that, I think the summer after that was when I started doing musical theater camp. So it was like, it was a wrap for me after that.
That's so cool.
That is a fabulous memory. Hazelnuts, bring us home on this.
All right. So growing up for me, I didn't have much in parents. So I was like in the foster system. So it was either like group homes or like temporary foster housing. So, like, for me as a kid, I got exposed to seeing Annie, the play. Yeah, so once I seen her, and I seen how, like, the one I got to see wasn't the one who, like, had dyed her hair. They had the wig on her. So I remember as a kid how it stuck out. Like, she dressed up like a kid, acted like a kid, but she wasn't a kid. And, like, the whole storyline I could relate to, the hard knock life, you know, having friends, getting out the struggle, protecting your family, you know, making your family. So little Annie was like, for me, that's why I wore like on my first day of rehearsal shot red, because I was like, little Annie, you know.
I love that. All three of you, those were great, great memories. Thank you so much for sharing those.
Thank you for letting me share.
As we wrap things up, I would love to know, do any of you have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline we might be able to plug for you?
I'm open to whatever else y'all got going on, even if it's small parts. I'm just like more open to like seeing live theater and participating. So I'm more wanting to see other people act besides me, because I've never been exposed to seeing rehearsements and reactments. And then like to be around that enticed me. So I'm more acceptive into doing like being part of the audience to watch y'all, because from the storylines to the acting, it's genuine. These people are really working hard and they want you to enjoy what you're seeing. They actually read their scripts word for word, act it out, do they notes, do they cues. It's such an awesome environment to be around. And it's also a thing for me as an adult entertainer to see, like, wow, this is what it is to be an actual actor or actress. So I think this is really cool. And I think society and the neighborhoods need to appreciate people like y'all, because the diversity, the artistic, like the creativity, the individuality, but also coming together, I've never been exposed to that. And I'm very, very open to being in that community, even if I'm just a person that's sitting there watching, but I want to be a part of it.
I love that. Love that. Anything for you, Jen or Kelly?
Actually, just the weekend after this show, so the first weekend in October, I'm going, and this is my first time doing anything like this too, so I'm pretty excited. I'm going to the Ocean State Black and Funny Improv Festival.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm going because I've been working with the Black Improv Alliance, which is an organization that works to make more space for Black people in improv for a few years. And our executive director, Stephanie Ray, is the director of the festival. That's so cool. I'm going with her and I'm getting to perform, which is going to be crazy, but I'm just really excited to really do some improv comedy.
Yeah. And I think you'll be good at it because you got a good personality. So you're pretty good on your feet with things. So I'm hoping that when you do it, you share it with your old, you know, co-hosts, people, you know, like your workers, us and stuff, like who you work with. I don't know the term because I don't act, but I hope you share it with us so I can see, because I think that's pretty dope.
Thank you.
Acting, I mean, you're an actor now.
Yeah, I'm an actor now. Hopefully, right. Hopefully you'll use me and give me like three little words and I'll be okay with three little words in a costume. Yeah.
And with me right now, I shot a short film a week and a half ago that's Hitchcock inspired. That was the first time in more than a decade since college, and right now it's being edited by my friend Vic, and it's gonna get edited soon, and it's gonna screen on Sunday, so the day after Places in 10. It's part of Shortcuts NYC, which Caleb Alexander is a part of, and they're also an interesting bunch of artists. So yeah, I have that. I'm a screenwriter. I have a feature that I've been working on for a long time. I've got other features I've got to work on, additional drafts, and I also want to learn more about theater and write more plays. I just started writing plays this year.
Okay.
So I really want to read more plays. I really want to read more 10-minute plays. I know David Ives is like considered the master of short plays. That's what I heard. So I really want to read more short plays. You know, I don't want to, you know, write like a 2-hour long play like right away. So right now I'll write short plays and see where that goes.
That
sounds
cool.
Fantastic. And a great lead in to my final question, which is, if our listeners would like more information about your works or about you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
If you want to reach me, you just Google me. You can just Google Hazelnut XXX. And if you contact me on any of my pages that you see via Google links, you will actually have a way of being able to talk to me. So I would just say utilize your Google. Google me.
I'm stealing that phrase. Utilize your Google. That is amazing. That's fabulous.
And with me, you know, you can reach me through Instagram, Jan from Jersey. Yeah, so that's where you can reach me at. I'm fairly active there.
Yes, you can also reach me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is K3LLIE_WIL. Well, that's complicated, but it's Kelly with an IE.
Fabulous. Well, Kelly, Jen, Hazelnuts, thank you all so much for taking the time to speak with me tonight, for sharing your fabulous works, and for putting us on to this great event. I really am so excited about it, and I appreciate all of you taking the time this evening to speak with me. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
My guests today have been three amazing artists, Jan Agios, Hazelnuts, and Kelly Williams, all who are part of different shows that are part of Places in 10, happening September 27th and 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at ART New York at South Oxford Street Theater. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting the group that's putting on this event's Instagram page, and that is at Script Club NYC. There you can get your tickets, information to check out our three guest shows, which is Heart in a Blender, A Test of Taste, and The Box. So don't miss out. Head on Instagram over to Script Club NYC and get your tickets now for Places in 10 happening September 27th and 28th. And we want to add for our American listeners that Election Day is November 5th. Make sure you are registered to vote, have a plan to cast your ballot, and do your democratic duty. You can find out how and where you can register and vote by visiting vote.gov. The future demands that we fight for it now. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones,
unwrap your candies,
and keep talking about the theater
in a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.